Philadelphia reveals itself to residents and visitors who seek out all that makes the city uniquely Philly. Hidden City Philadelphia photographer Chandra Lamprich is among those who turns a lens on the myriad remarkable but lesser known or even unknown sites that contribute to the vitality of the city of brotherly love. Chandra, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you for having me.
We'll get into your work, but describe the mission of Hidden City Philadelphia.
It's to showcase a lot of historical buildings that a lot of the public don't get to see and help try and preserve a lot of the buildings and showcase a lot of the history.
Describe some of the work you do.
Some of the work that I do is I go into certain historical buildings that have been closed down and take pictures to showcase the beauty of the places and try and save them.
So this is part of a larger phenomenon, not just here in Philadelphia, but presumably across the country and the world. And among the names given to it is urban exploration.
Yes, it's very big.
And so what does that term mean to you and those who practice it?
Basically going to off-limit places that you're not supposed to and trespassing. A lot of people are into it for different reasons. Some people are into it for the photography and the history of the places. Some people just really like the rush of being in a place where they're not supposed to be.
Paradoxically, if you photograph this place and then attach your name to the work, aren't you potentially setting yourself up for some legal repercussions?
Yes and no. A lot of people in the community make fake names for themselves. We have our own code names and tend to keep our real names private.
A real name that was tragically in the news earlier this month was 30-year-old Rebecca Bunting, who, while practicing this craft, fell into the Pennypack Creek and drowned.
Yep. Her work was pretty well-known in the community and well-loved.
Chandra, what's your threshold for potentially putting yourself in, if not harm's way, a situation that has some uncertainties?
I mean, every time I go into a place, I'm definitely putting myself in a lot of risk. A couple years ago, I actually was in a major accident. Me and my friend had fell two stories when a staircase had collapsed underneath us. It was an old sanitarium and it had been closed since the 70s. There was like a lot of water damage. Didn't think that, you know, that it would happen to us, but it happened. I ended up getting really bad cuts and I broke my tailbone.
Does it make more sense then in that context, as you were with somebody when you fell, to go out in a team or a group so that if, for example, somebody gets injured or worse, there's a way to call for help? Is that how you typically work?
Yes, I refuse to go alone. Even before my accident, I never wanted to go alone because, you know, you go in these places and a lot of times, sometimes you don't even have cell reception. You know, and maybe people don't even know where you are. Some people are that secretive that they don't tell anybody except for the group that they're with where they're going. Some people's families are not very open to it, so they wouldn't know where they're at. A lot of us like to have the buddy system in case somebody falls and gets hurt or worse, dies.
So toward that end, on the chance that your loved ones are hearing us now, what might their response be?
Oh, my mom wishes I would stop.
It's hard to explain to her what you get out of it on the positive side.
She likes my pictures and all that stuff, but I think she would prefer that I would, you know, not, especially ever since my accident.
So how do you display your work? Where is it available to be seen?
I post some stuff on Flickr. I also post on Instagram every once in a while and Hidden City as well.
Chandra, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Hidden City Philadelphia photographer Chandra Lamprich.